Several inches of wet snow are complicating relief efforts in parts of Indiana and Kentucky where those deadly tornadoes struck on Friday. And we're hearing dramatic stories about those who survived and those who didn't. Jason Miller of Indiana spoke on the Today Show from his hospital bed, describing how he took the Babcock family, parents and three young children, into his slightly bigger trailer. Only he survived.
Very saddening to hear that the whole family passed away, and I was sitting right there holding their hands 2 seconds before they died. But, you know, I'm just very thankful to be here and thankful for all the people that have prayed for me.
One of the children, a 15-month-old, was found in a field but died in the hospital yesterday, bringing the death toll to 39 from these storms that have now hit 5 states. East Bernstadt, Kentucky, is another area that was hit hard on Friday. Tommy Tapscott joins us. He's associate pastor at the First Baptist Church there, and Brother Tommy, as I know you're called. You've told us that, you know, people are in shock.
There's still a lot of uncertainty for people because of the devastation, because of the tornado, and we're just trying to bring as much relief as we can and as much hope as we can to those that are hurting.
Well, just describe what's happening. I mean, I'm imagining people are still in shock.
There is a lot of shock that's going on. On Friday, I'm not even sure what category the tornado was that came through here, but the tornado that came through on Friday evening devastated probably about 20 to 25 homes, total losses on the homes, and a lot of others, probably other 50 households have been affected just by storm damage.
And of course, you've had fatalities.
Yes, there were 5 fatalities that we know of, and the hard part is when there's children involved and parents, and we know of one gentleman who was thrown probably 350 yards from his trailer. And, he died instantly, as well as his wife. And they were also caring for one of their children that was with them, who, you know, died during that tragic event. There was even a son that survived. And so, you know, here's one child who's the only survivor of that family.
Yeah.
So it makes it really tough when you see those things happen.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, we're hearing the role the churches are playing. There's a church in, I believe, Indiana, where, the pastor just asked everyone to get up and start sharing information. And, you know, one woman said, here's where your mail's going to go. Another reminded people to look for medicine bottles, and try to get them back to the owner. What are you trying to do as a church?
Well, as a church, we are trying to meet immediate needs right now with those who are just who've lost everything. But we're finding that there's going to be long-term care that we're going to have to provide. There's things that our community has been so great about bringing things in, items, just that people need. But we're finding that the ones that are really in the need don't have any place to put them.
Right.
And
if you give people clothing or bedding, they don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things they're working on with trying to work with FEMA to get the assessments in so that these people can get the assessments done for their house so that we can know what kind of helps we can bring in the future. But it's all the time.
First Baptist Church, East Bernstadt, can I help you?
That's okay. We just had a cross line.
That's okay.
We have tons of phones are just running.
Yeah.
Apologize for that.
No problem. Are you helping people in other ways? I mean, we understand some churches have become the place where people are doing their insurance claims, for instance, and remembering that, usually your insurance is on a piece of paper somewhere or in your computer that you've lost. I mean,
we are trying to, we do have some counseling sessions set up for people that they can come in. If they found any of those materials, they are actually bringing them into our church. We're locking them up in file cabinets with their names on them so that they have that stuff in a protected place for themselves when they're able to bring that in.
Great.
So we are providing things of that nature.
I wonder, Brother Tommy, if you could help us with something. Every time these terrible tornadoes go through, and we hear the stories, the one you just told us of a whole family lost from a trailer, and we understand your trailers were devastated in town, blown over a cliff?
There were a few that were blown off to a bluff or a cliff, yes.
Has there been any talk about trailer parks being required to build some sort of underground shelter, obviously trailers can't have basements, but some sort of root cellar type shelter so that people have a place to go in trailer parks?
No, that hasn't been any discussion. We always try to tell people that our church that is fairly close to some areas, we were able to provide that. We're always trying to be open. Mm-hmm. So there's not any talk about trying to build a storm shelter in those areas. And we're not talking about trailer parks here that were devastated. We're talking about people who own land.
Who lived in trailers,
Who just lived in trailers.
Well, did people come to the church when, alarms went off?
No, they didn't. And the problem, what they were finding is looters were an issue. So no one was, there was a fear that if they did leave their house, that they would be looted. And so, so that just complicates things to a whole other level.
Yeah, I guess, you have to tell them maybe, look, you have a choice between maybe a looter taking something and losing everything.
Or losing everything in your life, and that's hard. That makes it very difficult.
Well, we understand you and other churches are telling people outside the area, hold off on donations again to figure out what to give people and where to send it. So when you know, let us know. And we'd like to let our listeners know.
We just ask that people continue to pray for us and pray for our areas. And, the great bluegrass state of Kentucky has been greatly reached, and the communities have really bound together, and we appreciate that so very much. But we just ask that other places just continue to pray for us.
I hear the phone ringing.
Brother
Tommy, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I do need to get back to getting busy with folks.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Pastor Tommy Tapscott of the First Baptist Church in East Bernstadt, Kentucky.